And a tip of the hat to Dennis Velisky of Resource Auction. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Mick. How are you?
I'm just way above average. Like the temperature. Holy mackerel. We came to the right part of North Dakota in the cold week.
We gained a lot of degrees here in the last few hours.
Indeed. It's above zero here. So
yeah, that's quite a win.
Hey, folks back home, it's coming. So
it's headed your way, and you can count on that.
Now, you've come back to the KMOT Ag Expo, and so folks have been asking you questions, I'm sure. And so
yeah, it's been a number of years since we've been here, and this is a great show. And ironically, we see people from all over the state at this show, but the first three people that I saw yesterday morning were all people from Northeast North Dakota, close to my home area and where I grew up and whatnot, and find that very interesting. And you know, we do a lot of auctions out this way. Kenmare, Mohall, got a nice auction coming up in Karlsruhe this spring, so we cover a lot of territory here. We have a rep right here in Minot, so we thought, you know what, we better start coming back to this show and mark our ground a little bit. And we've been able to do that, and a lot of folks that have been good, steady customers of ours for years come from this whole trade area out here to all the consignment auctions we have in Grand Forks, and we have a steady stream of buyers and sellers from out this way. This is a good area for us to work in and cultivate, and always has been. So we're glad to be here and talk to a lot of people in the last day and a half here that, you know, we wouldn't have the opportunity to sit down and see, because the only other time we get to see these folks is at an auction for the 5 minutes that they're in front of us, you know, bidding on an item or two. And then, of course, they come to the booth and visit with us. And we just had a guy that came up and talked to me about a combine that he had bought from us 5 years ago and had a real pleasant experience with it and was pleased with everything that happened and how it went. And that's the stuff you like to hear. And, I mean, we just have to get those stories from people and hear about what we're doing. And if we hear that we're doing well for buyers and sellers alike, then we can continue to do what we're doing and slowly improve on it and make it as good as we possibly can.
Yeah, so it's not just the internet that has made the world a smaller place. It's farm shows and radio. You come out to Western North Dakota and see folks from back home.
Well, I can even see you. You know, you and I talk over the telephone once a week, but here we are in person having this chat. And, you know, I always tease you about the banjo music at the beginning of your program when we get on the air. And I really did think that it was you playing that banjo. And now I'm surprised to see that you never even brought it with.
It was a recording that I made.
So yeah, I assume that it probably was a recording that you made.
Yes, but not me playing the banjo.
Correct.
But it was somebody playing it. You cannot find that recording anywhere other than hearing it on the radio. So it's a unique Farm Talk song. So.
Well, that's good. You know, we've got some stuff coming up now that we want to visit about a little bit, because a lot of people have been asking us about it as we come through here. Our consignment auction is coming up indoors at the Alera Center on the 18th of March, and that's just not so terribly far away. You know, as we sit back and look at it and think about it, the 20th of February is our advertising deadline for that, and that's going to be upon us here pretty quickly. So even though it's really cold out and it's been real cold, it's time for everybody to start thinking about what's coming out of the snowbank and coming out of the shed and coming to the consignment auction March 18th indoors at the Alera Center. Got a number of other nice farm auctions all throughout the region. The one auction that we don't have is the one we always talk about and the one that we're looking for. That's your auction. If you're out there driving around contemplating having an auction, sitting in your house where it's warm, thinking that, you know, maybe this is the year we should take a look at getting out of business, we really want to talk to you. We've got a lot of opportunity to sit down with you, show you really how much work and effort and energy we're willing to put into an auction and make it a success for you and make it the very best that it can be. And, you know, when we hear that resonating from a lot of the guys, just had a guy at our booth a little bit ago saying, we went to an auction out this way here not too far from Minot last spring that you did, Dennis, and he said, I was absolutely amazed with the work that your crew put into it and what they were able to do and the money that you got out of the stuff for that seller. He said, I haven't seen that from others. So It's nice to hear that, because if I'm the only one saying it, then, you know, it's probably exactly what I want to say to people. But when we hear it from the public, it means a lot more.
Indeed. And you do provide a service, and that's what an auctioneer is. That auction on the farm, it only happens once in a lifetime for most.
Once in a lifetime, it's a one-shot deal, and if you don't do it right the first time, you've got no chances to pick it up and make it any better. And, of course, so many other businesses, you do have that opportunity, but in ours, you don't. And, you know, the thing is that we always have tried to explain to people is that we do put a lot extra into our auctions, and we make sure that they sell well. We're a seller's auctioneer, and we make sure that the buyers are taken care of and treated well, but we work hard for that seller to make sure that their expectations are met.
And online sales have led to the demise of, well, Sears and some other big retail operations, but it's enhanced the agricultural auctions, hasn't it?
It certainly has. You know, if you look at our online presence at every auction, any given consignment auction, 50% of that auction traditionally sells online. You got a big contingency of people that are bidding those items up, so they're helping those prices to be maximized. But you've also just got a lot of people that simply attend the auctions via their computer. They don't come out to the auction anymore. We do get big crowds because, you know, auctions are a great social event, and, you know, we're still seeing big numbers physically coming out to the auctions because people like to go to auctions. They come there for something to eat, visit with their neighbor, talk about whatever else is going on. You know, where
but
else?
Listen to the auctioneer too. That's part of, that's fun.
Well, I'm glad that you said that because that's, you know, that's an ever important part of what we do. And it's a, you know, it's an art and it's a trade and it's a skill. And I've been blessed with the ability to be a good auctioneer. And I thank the Lord for that because, you know, if you're a good auctioneer, people do like to listen to you.
And you're all that group is getting together this weekend, I hear.
Yeah, we are. As a matter of fact, North Dakota Auctioneers Association is having their annual conference in Bismarck this weekend.
And I guess the public is invited. And
yeah, there will be an auction tomorrow night where you can come and listen to your auctioneers that are from your region or from your area. They'll be buying for the title of champion auctioneer. That's a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Once you win that award, you can't ever do it again. And it's been already almost 30 years since I won the auctioneer contest. So,
and how many years have you been in the North Dakota Auctioneers Hall of Fame?
Since 2014.
All right. So, well, that's kind of the level of auctioneer expertise that people are looking for. They're looking for you, Dennis Belisky, Resource Auction. So, March 8th, what is the date on the consignment auction again?
March 18th is the date for our indoor auction at the Alaris Center. February 20th is the advertising deadline. We start our farm auctions with an online auction in February, and we go straight through until the end of April with a real good list of farm sales, but lots of dates open yet if you're contemplating something.
All right, so how do they get a hold of you?
They can find out all about us at resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015.
And yesterday morning here, it was 35 below like everywhere else. But it was, my thermometer says 72.9 degrees in here, and no matter what the weather is on Grand Forks on March 18th, it'll be about 68 degrees in the Alaris Center.
Most certainly will.
All righty. Well, Dennis, good to see you. Thank you very much, and I'm pleasantly surprised to run across you out here at the KMOT.
Always a pleasure, Mick, and thank you.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday, probably on the radio.